If weight management is one of your New Year goals, Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier can help. This science-backed formula supports metabolic balance, curbs cravings, and promotes healthy blood sugar levels, making it easier to stay consistent and in control. It helps give your body the boost it needs to keep you on track. Feel confident and energized this year with Quiksilver Scientific's GLP-1 Amplifier. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra-lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Okay, so we're still bouncing back. I mean, healthy disagreements can happen. And we still bouncing back. So today we have more letters we're going to read. You don't want to miss this. Hey, hey.
Yo, what's popping? We are back in the building, yes. Y'all, with another dope episode. Actually, part two of what we were talking about last week. First of all, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zany, y'all.
Hey. No. Time out.
Okay, rewind.
No, she was Zany, yeah. No. What was that? There you go. Come on. Stick to the script.
Y'all,
trying these new notes. No, that's not what we rehearsed.
She tried one of them black keys.
Yeah, she tried one of them.
I got to hit the note for you, Pastor Jay. I'm sorry.
Yes, you got to hit that note. When I go up, you just went down. Yeah? That didn't match. You didn't match my energy.
Uh-oh.
Listen, y'all. Those of you who chiming in, y'all are coming in. Man, we are back. Again, with
back
another episode.
Building.
Man, we just want to thank you guys for rocking with us, man. You know, we've been doing this thing for a minute, man. And we just thank God for this opportunity to really share, you know, true issues that people go through with, man. And we're just able to have this conversation. So we're just thankful for this platform, man. Thank you for those who've been rocking with you, rocking with us.
Rocking.
And, man, we thank you for Zania coming on, man, being a part of this. Man, she has definitely added a great element to what we already have, man, and she just added her little taste, man, and she just, you know, God, this is God's sin. So we just thank God for you.
God's sin.
And most and foremost, we thank God for Lady Free, man. She still does.
I'm still rocking with you, baby.
She's still rocking with me. She do a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
So we got a lot of stuff that we're working on. I'm still celebrating. I'm in birthday celebration mode. Man, she took great care of me this week.
Took good care. That's right.
She took great care of me.
Hey, Patricia. We have Patricia. Hey, Patricia says she is not going to be called out for not coming on early today.
That's right, Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
What's going on, homie? We love you, girl. We love you so much. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm still in birthday mode. I'm still relaxed. My wife, took care of me, man. Yeah. I had a great time. You know what I mean?
But, she did.
She did her thing, Zania. She did her thing this weekend. I was surprised. And yeah.
Very pleased.
I can tell with that big old smile on your face.
Yeah,
very pleased.
Yeah.
All right, so y'all, without further ado, darling, we are going to hop into this hot topic. And the hot topic, we are talking about healthy disagreements. Does that sound like an oxymoron? Healthy disagreements?
No, it's not an oxymoron, but this is something that we really have to learn. You know, I think, you know, a lot of times when we have disagreements, the disagreements, for some reason, I don't know why, but they go left.
Yeah.
We are two different people. We always say this, we're two different people from two different backgrounds, two different perspectives.
Right.
But we don't really understand that each perspective should be a part of the solution.
Right.
It should be a part of the solution and yeah. and listening to the perspective. So it shouldn't be oxymoron, but it should be healthy.
Healthy.
It should
and
be
that's healthy. Where we at today. We have a couple of disagreements. Last week we read some scenarios, some letters, Dear Shift Real Talk letters. We just started this. This is new. And we have a couple of more letters that are in. So we're going to go ahead and read those today.
Yes.
Come so on. Listen, if you are on come and on you want to bring your people in, we are talking about healthy disagreements. And these letters are going to help us because some of us are going through this stuff. Really going
are,
through this stuff.
We really are.
But before I do that, I forgot.
Don't forget.
If this is your first time tuning into Shift Real Talk, this is a podcast where we talk about love, we talk about life, relationships, situationships. We get down to the nitty, the gritty, the grime. We keep it real and we talk about issues and subjects that a lot of times people overlook in this world, but we always back it up. We talk a lot of shift. But we can back it up, and we always
we talk a lot of shift, but we can back it up.
You almost didn't say that F, baby. But yeah, we talk a lot of shift.
I almost didn't say the T. I said
but
the shift.
But we can back it up, and we back it up with the words. So, do y'all want to go ahead and get started with this first letter?
Come on, man.
All right.
Let go.
I wrote them down, but I entitled this one, We Talk, But We Don't Communicate.
Ooh.
We talk, but we don't communicate.
Ooh.
All right, so. Dear Chef Real Talk, me and my person have been together for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We talk every day about bills, the kids, what's for dinner, but deeper emotional needs are being ignored. Mm. I feel unseen and unheard while he feels he's doing everything right just by showing up. How do I bring up I don't feel connected without starting a fight? Signed, emotionally disconnected.
Ooh.
Emotionally disconnected.
You want to start that one, Pastor Jay? Because, you know, what I heard is, based on that letter, he feels like he is doing everything right, but she feels like he's not.
Right.
So can you speak from the man perspective where you feel like you're doing everything, but all of a sudden you hear that it's not right?
Ooh. I'm not even going to speak from a man's perspective. I'm going to speak from a perspective that was just dropped into my shana.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go
not
ahead.
Not the shana.
The shana.
Come on here.
A lot of us have issues or a lot of us have comfortability in keeping people in our bondage.
Oh.
We are comfortable in bondage. And reason being is because I can control the bondage. That's me in control.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we have fear in what's unknown. So we stay comfortable in certain places. We stay comfortable there, and we hold you to that level of comfortability. If we come out of that comfortability, we don't know. It may just be something great. It may just be.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. Can you break it down for the people in the slow seats
break it down.
That rode the yellow bus?
I know you rode the yellow bus, baby, today.
Please break it down because you're so deep right now.
Yeah. So the thing is, when you feel like you're doing everything right, it's not even the fact
Thank
of
you.
Doing everything right.
Uh-huh.
It's a level of comfortability. We are supposed to be in relationships to grow.
Uh-huh.
If you're not growing, then you're in bondage. You have to grow. If you're not growing, you're stuck. In bondage.
Right.
You're stuck.
Yeah,
that means
it.
You're stuck here instead
it.
Of growing.
Right.
You grow in communication. You grow in understanding. You grow in that. And a lot of times we're stuck in these and we're stuck in bondage because of where we are emotionally, where we are in our level of comfort. Sometimes, you know, we are scared to find out those things that we don't know may happen. You know, like prime example. Well, what if I were to talk to her? Well, she may not respond to, You know, she may not respond the way I think. You know, so we hold back the conversation because we're telling ourselves out of our bondage that it may not work. We already coming up with a whole narrative. So the thing is, we got to come out of these places of comfortability and understand that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And we must grow. We must grow forward. We must grow together.
So do you think,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Because I was going to say, what if he is growing? What if he is not stagnant? So he feels like he is doing everything because he is growing. But she's the one, based on the letter, who feels stagnation. So what if the fact of the matter is, it's not being properly communicated to him where he is lacking? So here he is, he feels like he's giving her or meeting her needs, but she's growing more and more in frustration while he's growing more and more in what he feels he's growing in the relationship. And you got to remember, a lot of times we are acting based on what was modeled to us. So he may feel like I'm better than what was even modeled to me.
So
okay, wait.
Let's be honest now.
Hold on. Ken, you gonna remember?
Hey, Mama Cheeks, how you doing? We love you, girl.
Baby, there you Mama, go with them busting in.
I'm sorry.
But good, hey, Mama Cheeks, we love you for real. But babe, there you go busting in with them shout outs.
Okay.
I thought we grew from that and wasn't in bondage and stuck and stagnant right there.
Well, let's be honest here. Let's be honest. See, because she's playing around. Let's go. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. If he, because sometimes we can think that we're growing and we're really not. But let's be honest. If he was growing, because remember, he's the head. So if he was growing, I don't really truly believe that there would be a lack in what he's supposed to grow in that's going to help the whole situation. Because if he was growing, literally, if he was really growing, then she wouldn't feel insufficient.
This is even about growing. I don't even know if this is about
growing. I really believe it's about growing.
Let me tell you what I got from this. When you break it down piece by piece, this is what I got. Okay, they've been together for 7 years. You've been with the same person for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have children. So if you were single, then it would be more me focusing on my spouse, my spouse focusing on me. You have children. So therefore, I just feel like right here, she's saying we live everyday life. We do communicate. We talk about everything except for each other. We don't give each other the time we need. And you remember back in the day, they used to always say, y'all better be grateful that he came home, that he come home every night. So that was a stigma that as long as he showed up, he's there. What you complain about, your man come home every night. Why you tripping? He work and he come home. But see, for her, it appears that that's not enough. She's saying that, okay, they talk about the bills. They talk. They talk about the kids. They talk. They even talk about what's for dinner. But when it comes down to deeper emotional needs, she says she feels they are being ignored because they're not communicating about things that are important or that are on her heart or that are more than just existing together as a husband and wife. I don't necessarily know if that's about growth as much as that's about being in a marriage, not knowing really how to relate to one another past just existing in a relationship because you're in a relationship, you love each other, you have kids, and y'all talk about the basic stuff. Is that about growth?
That's definitely about growth.
Yeah, it is.
That's about growth.
Okay.
I think it holds hand in hand, which is why I said the statement I said.
Mm-hmm.
For him, to your point, Lady Free, what was modeled to him may be that we just talk about, we make sure the house runs smooth. That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then to your point, Pastor Jay, he may be doing more than just that, and he may feel like I have surpassed what was modeled to me. So therefore, to him, that is growth. That's why I'm wondering if she has properly communicated to him what is lacking. Because a lot of times as women, we come at it from an emotional standpoint, and it go right over y'all head because y'all like, why are you nagging? Like, I am doing everything
right.
I know to do.
Right.
Like, what is the problem? And then if we're coming again, if even after you say that and we're still coming from an emotional standpoint, you guys most of the time do not understand that. All you see is that we have an emotional tantrum for what? And so that's a lot of times that the conversations that we've had in the past when me and Lady Free have said over and over, that's why it's important for women, for wives, for women to go to God to say, God, how do I communicate this properly for this man to understand where I'm coming from?
Right.
Because I have communicated it. He's not getting it. So how do I get him to get it? Because at this point, it's becoming more than frustration to me.
Right.
So that both of y'all saying something good. Just a quick shout out. Hey, Janine Harris, we love you, girl. Quickly, it's important that we understand as not as husband and wife. Let's talk from husband and wife's perspective. Mm-hmm. It's important that we understand that if we don't understand something, if we don't understand the situation, or we don't understand what's going on, to ask questions. And to be intentional with asking questions. Because what asking questions does, it eliminates making excuses. Because what we do is, you making me feel this way, and then we'll make an excuse because our ego will kick in, and we'll make an excuse for why you feeling that way instead of taking responsibility or asking the question. So if you ask the question and say, you know what, do you realize that I'm not being given what I need, or I'm asking you, you know, and then I feel like you're ignoring me. And what that does to me, like I said, it eliminates the excuses. And that's what we have to do, especially when it comes to communicating, when it comes to dealing with stuff, because making an excuse for it or making excuses, we bring in our own narrative of the situation. So I believe it's so important that we eliminate excuses, ask questions so that we understand, so that you understand why maybe I don't know, or maybe because like you said, I may feel like I'm growing, but really I'm really not, because if I am, that growth will really make me take a step back or really come, hey, you know, I feel attention. Because if you, this is me now, if you were growing, you would discern that there is an issue.
Well, let's talk about the men that's not grown yet. Because even here, because just to your, like you said, this is just me. You're right. It is you. But you've grown to this place. And like even when me, Zania, and Ashley Barbie are on Real Talk Chicks, they often say to me, okay, that's the mature you, Free. We want to talk about to the people who haven't gotten to where you are yet. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times I think that because we have grown in so many ways, we do speak from that place of growth instead of from the place of the seedling and working its way into becoming what it is going to be. So listen, she says, so her feelings are involved. She says, I feel unseen and unheard. Number one, for me, that means that she didn't just start feeling this. This has been a myriad of events and moments in their marriage where she may not have been able to figure out how to say what it is that she have to say. And then look what she says. How do I say or bring up, I don't feel connected, without what? Starting an argument. When I read that part, it made me think of the fact that arguments happen when she brings up issues about them not having the connection that she needs in that marriage in order to feel like that relationship is growing.
Let me read a comment real quick, because this goes back to what I was saying. Janine Harris, she said, it's deeper than the marriage. Communication breakdowns happen before the relationship. There's a root one may not want to address. We often address the symptoms.
That's true.
Yes, that's true, Janine. But that, like I said, that goes back to what I was saying in the beginning. I don't know if maybe I didn't explain it clearly, but it's a lot of times because we do come into relationships with some issues. A lot of us do. Some of us have black and white. This is what it is. It's straight, this is what we see and what we see. It can't be nothing different. And we have this attitude. It's all or nothing, black or white. You know, so we really got to, that's why it's so important to understand who we get in relationships with. But to go to my point, what I'm saying is that bondage, that because we have these issues, that bondage that we're in is what we get comfortable in. And because we get comfortable in the bondage that we may not even realize it's bondage, but the thing is, if you held captive to these feelings that you don't know how to deal with, or that you don't express perfectly, or you don't express them clearly enough, then you're stuck in the level of your own bondage. And sometimes because of that, what we do is now we're looking to only get, because in that bondage, trust me, people that are in bondage, that are in relationship with you, are very selfish sometimes, because what they're doing is they're looking to get from you as opposed to giving. And then because what you're getting is what you really believe that you need to keep you in your level of comfort. So we don't never go outside of those lines of comfort because of this is safety for me.
So how can you, what advice would you give to her as far as how to bring up the fact, okay, I don't feel like we're connected anymore. Like we used to go out possibly. We used to do things before we got almost complacent in this relationship that we're in. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give to her if she were to come into the barbershop and sit in your chair to get her hair lined up in little taper or whatever? And then,
I'm sorry, not to cut y'all. Let me read this. I'm sorry,
Janine. Yeah,
because this goes back to what I said just a few minutes ago.
Okay,
Janine said, I'm dealing in this currently. I'm learning to be okay with God dealing with him in a way I can't reach him yet. I'm addressing it in prayer. And I am surrendering to what God is building in me through this. That goes back to what I just said while ago, that you have to go back. And that's not just in a marriage, because again, a lot of times we think our communication is effective. But I can tell something to Lady Free, tell the same thing to you, Pastor Jay, and y'all both gonna come out with two different understandings of what I just said.
Right.
Right? So what I'm saying is, though my communication may be effective to one or the other of you, the other person, it wasn't that effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why it's important to go back to the creator
about
the creation to say, hey, I feel like I am being clear about this matter.
Right.
But apparently this person is not getting it. So you, creator, help me to first understand how I should speak to your creation, or help me to be patient so that you speak to your creation and get revelation about what I've been speaking.
Absolutely.
So it's either or. However, when you have done all that you can and you don't know within yourself how else to do it, instead of frustrating the situation more and frustrating yourself, go to the creator about his creation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But let's be honest here too. Let's be honest. When it comes to the level of fighting or arguing, you know what that becomes now? It really becomes now, I want you to understand me.
I'm desperate.
I need you to understand me.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to fix this issue is that you understand me. But the thing is, what we have to do is understand that there is another perspective. Your perspective is not the only one.
Right.
So to become the part of the solution, you have to hear my perspective and I have to hear your perspective, because both perspectives should become a part of the solution. And we cannot ignore the other perspective. And that's why we get into these arguments. Now, that's why we get into these fights, because I want you to hear me only.
Yeah.
You're going to hear what you're saying ain't, no. I need you. Nah. But wait a minute. But no, I don't want to hear that, because you ain't. And we totally cut that other perspective off. So we got to come back and allow the conversation. Some of us really are not great communicators. And communication is that. Communication is the key. And the best way to communicate is to listen. We have to learn a level of active listening to that, so that we can hear not only where we are errored at, but because our error is probably in our thoughts of why the situation is the way it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We've come with our own narrative. Now, she said, well, I feel like this. And again, Those are the key words. Feeling. You feel.
Yeah.
That's how you feel. And nothing wrong with how you feel, but express how you feel. Ask questions how you feel. You know what I'm saying? Get to the root of how you feel and then hear how, you know what I'm saying? Well, I didn't think, because 9 times out of 10, like when me and my wife used to really go through stuff like that, I was like, wow, I didn't know you felt that way. Like, oh, wow. So what that did was now make me change what I was thinking about what I thought, because I thought,
yeah,
not what she was feeling. So that's why I said it's so important that balance. We got to straighten that out where we're eliminating. That's the first thing I really believe. The first thing we have to do is face it head on. Face it head on. Let's deal with it. Let's deal with it. How do we deal with it? We ask questions, and asking those questions eliminates excuses. I have to go back to that. Because we'll make an excuse for why we feel this way. We'll make an excuse for why we don't want to listen. I'm upset right now. I don't even want to hear you. To me, that's an excuse.
Yeah, but to be honest, though, let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm thinking back to, this is a transparent moment for those who need this. I'm thinking back to before we got to a point where we can communicate like we communicate now. Right. Mm-hmm. There are some moments when I would come and I would ask a question and it was rebuttal. It was almost like you felt like I was attacking you. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you saying that? Why you act like, and it was always a uproar, no matter how I came at it. And I hear this all the time. People say it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But sometimes you do come, and I'm talking about women. I can vouch for us. Sometimes we think about it and we like, okay, how can I word this? Okay, let me say it like this because I don't want, and we kind of strategize our thoughts so that when we come, we do come in the right way. Not all the time. I'm not saying all the time, but sometimes, like even now, the question is, how can I help me to understand how to do this? But this is what I want to say. And we're going to go back to what Janine said, and we're going to go back to what Zaniyah said. We are saying this simple and plain. When you are in a situation and you're with a person that you're in relationship with, you need wisdom, period. You need wisdom as to how to communicate. You need wisdom as to what to say, what not to say. You don't know what to say. You don't know how he's going to hear what you're going to say. You don't know how it's going to be received, no matter how you try to figure out the best way to say whatever. Because when a person is going through and feeling like they're doing everything right, they showing up, they working, they putting food on the table, they taking care of the kids, and they feel like they're doing a lot. Like you said, Zaini, and the example that they were given was probably a lot less than that. When you come to that person and you let them know that they still falling short, that's what they're going to hear. They're falling short. Where in actuality, all you're saying is, more than anything, baby, how can we connect? How can we
connect? I'm sorry, Jenny, I don't know if you had something to say. I think before you need wisdom, you need healing. Even before you need wisdom, you need to be healed, because you can't communicate from that broken place.
That's
because
true.
Again, you're going to only communicate from getting your needs met. You're going to only communicate from wanting to get those voids filled. And that's not a good way to communicate, because now you're going to always, your intent to communicate is to understand or to be hurt, for an understanding of me being right. Mm. Understanding of the way that I need it to go, this is the way it's going to go. And that's not a healthy way to communicate. You have to communicate from a healed place, and then you'll gain wisdom when you, when you communicating from that place.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They can actually heal together, because, and I'll say that from experience, there was a time in the beginning of my marriage with my husband where every time I brought a concern to him, he'll go, oh, here I am. I'm the villain.
Exactly.
Again. Here I go. I'm always doing something.
It's always my fault.
It's always me. I can't do nothing right. Yeah. You just always find something. You're going to find something no matter what. And then I got frustrated because I wasn't seeking understanding or wisdom. I'm like, here you go playing victim again. Because you don't want to hear me. As soon as I bring something up, oh, here goes victim coming out. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a healthy place to come from.
Yeah, right.
So exactly. When I went and I sought wisdom, God showed me one thing.
Oh, wow.
He said, daughter, he said, pay attention. It feels like a right and wrong situation. So every time I spoke to him, it felt like I was saying, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm right,
and I'm right,
I'm right, I'm right, right? So he said, start speaking to that. And so every time I would go to him, I would say, look, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying I'm right. And I had to keep doing that to break down that thing that was engraved in the mind that if a woman comes to you, you're wrong. You're not wrong, and I'm not right. I'm just telling you how I feel so you can give me clarity and understanding, because what I feel may be hurting me could be something so innocent, but I need you to speak to it so I can get an understanding.
Absolutely.
The breakdown, the wall that stands between us is right and wrong. And
absolutely.
What we gotta realize as husband, as girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, whatever the relationship is, what we have to understand in a relationship, there is no right and wrong. Get that out your mind.
That's right.
It goes back to what you said, Pastor Jay. It's her perspective and his perspective. Mm. Now let's work the differences of it.
That's right.
Right.
No right and wrong.
No right.
Get
and
rid
wrong.
Of that. Get rid of absolutely. That in your vocabulary.
That's good.
Absolutely.
No right and wrong.
Absolutely.
Just perspective.
That's good.
Now how do we work the two together?
That's right.
But see, good. I like how you did that, because you said, okay, you had to hear from God. Now, mind you, Pastor Jay, you're right. I agree with you. You can't speak healthy communication and help have healthy disagreements from a broken place. However, as the wife, she just gave you a great example of what a helpmeet is. She went to God. God gave her a key that unlocked something inside of him, so that now she can say to him something she didn't even know to say from the beginning. He opened her mind up to see something she didn't even know was there, right and wrong. So he helped her to see how to use her words to heal him. Because she said before in another episode that her husband had a lot of sisters. He was the only boy. So who knows if growing up he would hear the women in his life say certain things as far as him being wrong about certain things and they were right. Who knows? I don't know. But what I'm saying is that was something that was in his heart that needed to be healed. And who did God use to do it? Because we act like God is going to just say bling magic and things are just going to fall into place. No, God uses us. He uses people to help heal other people. That's why life and death is right here on this little pink piece of meat in your mouth. Life and death is on your tongue. You can speak to somebody and you can bring life to them in the dead places. You can bring health to them broken bones, or you can use that same mouth to break a bone.
That's right. Let me read a comment real quick. Janine, she said, when we are not heard or see results, we think it's not effective. But in the process, I'm destroying the demise of the enemy to cause me to be bitter of the issue. It's hard, but it can be done.
It can be done.
Trusting God with the hard parts to see his resolve, praising in the process. She said, there has to be a softening of the heart. See, there's a demise in place. Time is effective too. Amen. Suffering long is a fruit. When talking isn't working, pray. Forgive until there is an opening. Keep the lines clear for God to work.
Come on.
Patricia, she said, yes, communication is the key, and it shows how you approach the person. Also, how to say what you say. Exactly. Aunt Liza. Hey, Aunt Liza, thank you for tuning in.
Hey, Aunt Liza.
She said, yes, Jesse, you're absolutely right. One thing we have to do is, I think a great way to look at this is to set healthy boundaries. Set a healthy boundary. And those healthy boundaries don't look like, when I'm upset, don't talk to me.
Right, come on.
Don't, you know.
That, show us what it look like.
That's not what, like, listen, babe, right now we can't have this conversation because right now we're talking at each other. We're not listening. So let's take a little moment to calm down, and then let's come back and talk about it in a few minutes. That's a healthy boundary.
A healthy boundary, yes. It helps the other person understand what it is that you will not cross to get out of your place of safety. I'm not going to cross this line, or I'm not going to let you cross that line into my
absolutely.
Life. Like, how about this? This is what I need from you. when we are upset and we go on a crazy and our argument getting wild, what I need from you is I need for you to take a step back, because I'm going to take a step back. Mm-hmm. Because one thing I will often tell Pastor Jay, when we used to get these heated, I'm talking about we used to get heated arguments. His eyes used to get real big like sausage balls. Yes, I used to make little noises she like that.
I was like, huh?
Why he act like I'm the Hulk? I didn't.
That's what you was doing.
Baby, it wasn't like that. Oh, but it was kind of like. It was
close to it.
I ain't going to even do it. I'm not even finna put myself out there like that. But look.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I don't do it no more.
She was roaring.
Okay, let me say something. Hold on now. Y'all ain't for no. Let
Zany,
y'all know.
She did the roar.
Zany, I didn't roar. I didn't do that. That make me sound like I need a helmet. Yeah, I did not do that.
I started to ask.
I used to do this. No. Y'all ain't finna do me. I can't believe it.
I was like, you need this hat on or what? You...
No. Zany, this is what he used to do. Okay. He used to be so raw and wild and talking. He overtalked me. I couldn't get a word in. And you know how it feels when you're trying to explain something and y'all arguing and you can't get a word in. So what I would say was, oh, you just stop playing with me.
Okay, I just didn't do it as deep as she did. I did it deeper. I did it a little
That's
deeper.
How I did.
But
I
she
didn't
used
say
to
roar.
Roar. She used to roar. With
I
that.
Didn't,
Mia,
I didn't roar.
Was that a roar?
No. You Mia, you've done it too.
She just was in a high key.
You've done it too.
She roared. She was a roar. She was roaring.
That was just me letting you
she
know
was a
move
lioness.
Out the way. That was me letting you know move out the way because you about to get it.
Yeah.
Now, because we don't go into that anymore, we used to get like as he just tried to put me on blast.
But no. Let me
wait. I wasn't done till the period,
okay,
babe.
Okay, come on. Let's All find right. Period.
And you will not rush me.
Okay.
Because when it used to get I forgot what I was going to say. I can't believe this. Go ahead, Pastor
See,
Jay.
The whole thing. All right, but let me to her defense, I would shut it down. That's why, because it was like. You ain't
oh, I know
argue.
What I was going to say.
You ain't going to... Wait a minute. Now I'm in the middle
okay,
of mine.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You had your turn. But I would just... We ain't talking. Boom. Leave. Hush.
He would know.
And then I would be like, shut up. I mean, I went to like...
Yeah, he would...
I know to her defense. And so...
Before God called a hope to his heart,
yeah,
he used to say other stuff.
Yeah. You like
Shut up.
Yeah,
talking to me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, what? Well,
so the thing was, I was really setting the boundary, but it wasn't healthy.
It was not a boundary.
I was setting the boundary because it was like, you ain't going, no, we.
No, that's not what a boundary is. You just said that wasn't a boundary.
That's not a boundary.
It wasn't healthy.
That's not a boundary.
We wasn't going to talk
about
that.
That's not a boundary. That's control. You controlling how the relationship or the conversation go. What I was going to say was. When we used to get all in the uproar and things used to get wild, what I would have to say is, I can't hear you when you talking to me like that. I really want to hear you, and I really want to understand what you're saying, but while you being loud like that, I'm letting you know I can't communicate with you in that way. I can't even hear nothing you're trying to say to me because I can't hear that kind of talk. I would have to say that often, like, hold up, babe. I want to hear you. But I can't hear you with you talking like that. Sometimes I'd be like, look, let me explain something. You're not finna talk to me like that. If you want to have a conversation, we can have this conversation. But what you're not going to do, and I'm not going to allow you to do, is talk to me in
That's
any
not healthy.
Kind of way.
That wasn't healthy.
No, that was my boundary.
Wasn't
I had
healthy,
to let
though.
You. Yes, it was. I had
you're
to
not
let,
finna.
No.
That's not healthy.
But I wasn't rough. I would
no,
just be straight
no.
up.
I got you.
I wasn't rough.
I'm telling
but
you.
But I was letting you know.
Because what that says
I
is.
I can't allow. I don't receive
no, no, no.
that.
I understand. But
I don't receive it.
I
can't. I
got you. But coming to my ears, through my ears, that's.
I can't allow
up,
what.
That you just not. And it's like, hold on. You're not going to tell me what I'm not finna do.
And you see what happens then?
So that's
now
what I'm saying.
Now we're going
that's
back
not,
and forth of
again,
what's not going to happen.
Right,
and what
but,
you right.
Yeah, you're
okay.
right. So that, yeah.
Right.
So that's not that. It's a boundary that you're setting, but that is not healthy. Because all that does is it only begets a greater response. You want the result from it. So listen, babe, right now, that's why I said a healthy boundary is.
When we get upset like that, don't talk to me any kind of way because you're going to get it.
Lord Jesus.
That's a boundary.
You might as well
roar.
You might as well bend back to roaring. Roar!
But no, I understand what you're saying totally.
You want to diffuse it, and you don't want it to get to where it's now two people at defense because now you saying certain words or you saying certain things to make me.
I ain't your kid, I'm a grown man. Now instead of us talking about the issue, we talking about how we gonna talk to each other.
How we gonna talk to each other?
That's the thing, and that's what happens.
That I'm telling you that you get to arguing about the very thing that you're not even that caused the argument in the first place. You're not even arguing about that. You're arguing about now how we talking to each other. So we didn't bring up three more, four arguments because we didn't set a healthy boundary.
Yeah.
Those healthy boundaries are important. And a lot of times, especially when it comes to that.
A lot of times the healthy boundaries have to happen when you're not heated. Okay, babe, this is what we're going to do.
I think you got to practice it why you heat it so that when it comes, now you perfect it.
Before you get heated, though. Like how that thing we do with to the period. That came because we wasn't listening to each other and we were over-talking each other. So we came up with, okay, babe, hold up, to the period. That lets you know.
When y'all were heated. It
didn't. Mm-mm, it didn't.
No, it was heated. We was heated.
No.
To that point.
Because you said, because y'all were talking about it and you came out with to the period. And so when y'all calmed down, is when y'all talked about how you liked when you said to the period.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the story you told us.
That is true. You gotta practice. You have to practice it even in those heated moments because that's the behavior that you want to now take on is learning how to deal with these healthy arguments or disagreements.
Right. Because I forgot about
is in the heat. And
because we laugh about it so much afterwards, and even when we tell people that's what we do, it's like not a strained moment.
Yeah, because we practice it.
I forgot it did happen because it was a moment where it was like, look, you know, okay, gotcha. Yeah, let's
and
go.
And I think that's healthy for every couple to find something.
That thing,
that's one thing that I say to my husband. I'd be like, we're not doing cycles. We're not going to keep repeating cycles. That's my saying.
And he understands that, right.
We've been here before. We keep arguing over the same thing. Let's be mature enough to keep moving on now. Let's heal this. So I go, we're not repeating cycles.
Yeah, before you move on, check this out. What I got a note here that I wanted to what soothes people? What soothes people?
Oh,
what
soothes.
Makes people feel safe? Agreement. If you agree with me, that makes me feel soothed. That makes me feel okay, cool. That how I'm feeling is validated because you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, then you coming against who I am.
I wouldn't say agreement, I would say understanding.
That's what I was. You took the words from me.
Let me say why. Because the thing is, because now. Here you not listening to me and you don't understand. So what I do, because I'm looking for agreement, I go tell somebody else. I go and I'm going to only connect with people who understand what I'm saying because I'm looking for the
understand.
Huh? Soothe, understand that that's the same thing.
No.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing because it's still giving me that solace.
No. Okay. So let me break it down because you used to want that. If ever I disagree with you, you would act as though I was coming at you with a battering ram to ram down the wall. And I would be like, babe, why do you act like I have to agree with you? I have my own thoughts. Remember we went through that season? And then we came up with this. We don't have to agree as long as we understand where you're coming from. So then when we started talking, I'd be like, oh, you know what? I get it. I understand where you're coming from. I don't think that same thing. I don't agree with that.
So from that, so wait a minute.
I understand where you're coming
from. So from that understanding, let's see.
That's what we said.
Wait a minute. So from that understanding, how do you feel? From the understanding.
That's my whole point.
You feel
what?
You feel soothed. You feel at ease.
Okay, but it's because not about if you're agreement.
Whether you agree, whether or not, the whole point is you're trying to feel a certain way. How do you get that feeling? Through agreement, through understanding, through
being heard.
Yeah, being heard. That's what I'm getting at. Okay. I'm getting to the end result. The end result is now I feel better. I feel good. Yeah. So whether it's a good feeling or a great feeling, a soothed feeling, it's still how I feel. And this is why we get into situations or why we get into arguments, because we're looking for that feeling to be fed or that feeling to be met.
Right.
So because I need you to understand what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is we can't get our soothing from an understanding. We got to get our soothing to become an understanding. You know what I'm saying? We gotta be a part of the solution to really feel better about it. Because if you're the only one being soothed in the situation, then that's not solving the whole situation. But you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I think that if you come from that standpoint, like, you know what? Oh, wow, I didn't see it like that. I understand. Now what happens? The wall falls. And now here he is opened up now to give you the same thing you just gave to him, or vice versa. That has happened plenty of times with us even. Where it was like a volatile, like you wanted me to understand you or I wanted you to understand me. And then it was like, okay, because you understood me, a lot of times y'all got to understand, especially from a lot of the way the world is today, what we grew up hearing or whatever, we need to know we okay. We need to know that what I think is not stupid. We need to know that how I feel is validated. It's like a real feeling, and it don't make me like the person. So when we talking to people, you're right. We talk so that we can have a feeling of I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. Wow, okay. She may not have, or he may not have agreed with what I said, but they understood me.
They understood. Finally, and somebody understands. And once you get that understanding, and you're going to call around. You're going to call Keisha. You're going to call Mary to get that feeling of understanding. Yeah, and it comes from an understanding. Okay. And I guarantee you will not talk to the, she on his side. You sound to you, and you're going to hang up the phone because let me call somebody. You're not going to stop until you get that feeling. So my point is, like I said, I had to come to that point where, okay, I got the T-shirt and I'm the club president. If she didn't understand what I was saying, I would make sure the conversation was not going to stop until she understood what I was saying. And all I was doing was really making it harder to communicate.
Right.
Because what I thought she didn't understand, she understood. But I could, no, you don't. Yes, I do. But I only understand. Because I was looking for, still, I had to feel a certain way.
He wanted me to agree with him.
It was a feeling. That feeling, that's why I say a lot of us keep certain people or that we're with, we keep them in our level of bondage because of these feelings.
I see it.
That level of bondage. So because we're trying to feel and we're trying to get feelings met, that we ignore the person that we're with. And the thing is, because we're scared of really kind of unleashing that, because we don't know where we're going to be and how, and it kind of hinders us of even how to deal with stuff healthily. Because again, when you're trying to get your needs met, you don't care about nobody in the room. Only person that you care about is you.
Yeah.
You only care about how you feel and what you need, what you're going to say that's going to be heard.
And then what happens is she going to her homegirls and they say, girl, I understand. He think just because he there that he don't got to do this, he ain't got to do this, he don't got to do that. Then you go to him and say something off of the advice your girls give you. And then he go and talk to somebody, and then some female come up, because Satan going to slip a Mickey in the game.
Yeah.
Some female going to come up and say, you know what, if I was your lady, I'd be happy that you're doing all that for me.
Because
females
said,
don't understand what they got when they ain't, but I know a good man, and all of a sudden he perks up.
Because you said they only talk about the bills and stuff like that, because in his mind he probably saying, well, when I want to talk to her about other stuff, she don't understand.
Or he might be saying, this is how I take care of my family, by paying the bills, by taking care of the kids, by making sure she got food on the table to eat, and he think that's enough. And all she has to do.
Back to my initial statement.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the top.
Is she properly communicating what the real issue is?
What the real
issue
is.
Because he may be responding to what she's currently communicating.
And
so that's why I said we have to go back, start over, and take everything that everybody said up here with you as little nuggets of how to overcome this. First of all, stop counting up all the times that he didn't, that you felt unheard.
Mm-hmm.
Because every time you add that up, you're just compiling more trash on top. Throw it away. Take that whole bag, throw it away, and start over. go communicate properly and say, do you understand what I'm saying? And if you have to, ask him to repeat what he understands. I can't, you know, it tell you how you guys do your relationship. Right. But if you have to, ask him to repeat what he understands to see if it's the same thing you felt you communicated.
And even
it could be how you what you communicate, not it's not translating over the same way.
Right. And even
that's eliminating excuses. Yeah.
Okay. Now we see how word association, how you get definitions, because I didn't understand that, but I get it now. But also have to understand too, before you can even think about that, the relationship or the marriage that you're in is the issue. Go back to the first time you felt unseen. Because that was the first initial hurt in the place of being unseen. Go back to the place where you felt unheard. That wasn't him. He didn't do that. He may be doing it now. And you may be seeing it that way. And he has no clue that that's the way he's coming off. But go back to the very first time that that happened. And then you'll find where the root of that problem occurred in your life. And ask God to help you deal with that. Once he heals that, you'll see a whole different way that you see your husband. And it won't be through the eyes of I feel unseen and unheard. It'll be through the eyes of, wow, my husband is doing a lot. Now help me to communicate, Lord, how to appreciate him for everything he's doing so that we can knock that wall down. See, we knocking down walls, y'all. We knocking down walls.
This is truly an issue that a lot of people go through. Like, you know, Janine was on. She was saying that, you know, this is something that she goes through. But we counsel a lot of couples and marriages that go through this very same problem. They're in the marriage, but they're not there.
Yeah.
They're existing in the marriage.
And autopilot.
Yeah, and it's and the crazy part is like they got so used to just existing until they don't even know how to get past relate. That exist.
Yeah.
They don't know how to relate to one another. They just don't do it. And it's because everybody want to be heard, and being heard, you know, everybody wants to get their soothing, you know, and the way to get the soothe, because that's one thing I used to do. If I wasn't understood, the only way that I felt like I could be connected was intimately. Well, you don't understand me emotionally. Well, let's connect intimately.
Right.
And that only thing you're doing is sleeping over the issue that you just didn't straighten out. Yeah. So that's still a level of unhealthiness, because if how can you be intimate with somebody you can't talk to? You know what I'm saying?
Close your mouth and do it.
I mean, but the thing is that that's not intimacy. That's not intimacy. That's sex.
Yeah.
And you can't. Yeah. You don't want to just.
There is a difference.
There's a difference. Yeah,
there's a difference between the way God created intimacy and the way that the world has flipped it upside down and made it just sex.
Whew. And you do not want to have.
Y'all listen, we're not going to be able to get to the next letter.
We was halfway through. Yeah, I was like,
let's just finish this out, man. Listen, the best way I know of that changed my communication with my husband so that we didn't get into that existence ship was I had to go and ask for wisdom. I had to first of all say, okay, what's wrong? What's in me? They got me this heated. What he just did touched something inside of me that you know, made me do that. You know, what was it? And then
healing.
Yeah, right. And then
you gotta heal.
And then from there, even before he healed me, because you gotta understand something, Pastor Jay. A lot of times God used that communication, that conversation, once we finally faced it and got into the conversation of it, he used that to heal me from what it was that I thought was the issue. See, God uses the, especially husband and wives, baby. If we do it right, God will use him to heal you and you to heal him. And next thing you know, y'all got a whole bond that's not so easily broken because you went to God and said, how do I do it? God said, this how you do it. This what you say. You said what God put on your heart. He heard you and said, wow, okay. And then he says, okay, well, since you gave me that, I'm going to give you this.
Give you this.
And I go back to what you said, Pastor Jay. Like, you already have the whole world misunderstanding you already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not taking time. So personally get to know the deeper parts of you. Mm-hmm. So when you get in a relationship with somebody, you want them to understand the depth of you.
The deep,
not just the surface level, level, but the depth, like the stuff that I don't even say.
Right.
Like for instance, it doesn't do you like really good when you call a family member, like a parent or a child or just a family member, and they can hear something in your voice, like, what's wrong? You're like, nothing. They're like, no, I hear it.
I know you. What's wrong?
It makes you feel so good for somebody to pay so much attention to the depth of you. Mm-hmm. So when you're in a relationship, you want that same thing.
Yeah.
You don't want someone to keep coming at you like the world come at you. I don't need that at home. I don't need that with the person that I'm intimate with. And I don't need that with the person who I confide my all to.
Right. Yeah. 'Cause
I don't give my all to everybody.
Right.
So I need you to listen to me even of the things that I'm not speaking.
That's right.
Which means what? Goes back to what Lady Free said. We have to remove self. Goes back to what Pastor Jay said. We have to stop being so self-absorbed. Yes, I understand you want your needs met, but I promise you, like Lady Free said, once you start taking care of the other person's needs, it's like automatic something triggers in them to be like, hold on, let me do for him, let me do for her. Because they feel motivated by what they just felt, so they want to reciprocate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we have to be mindful of that, to let go of the selfish parts of us.
Yes.
Is that a level of unpacking?
What do you mean?
Yes.
Unpack. You know when they say you need to unpack your bag before you get in this relationship, but is that a level of because if we truly understood what unpacking was, then we won't think it's something hard.
You know some what I'm saying? Some of the stuff not gonna come out the suitcase until you get into. In that relationship with somebody who you trust the most, who you love the most.
Because you don't even know it's in there, right? You don't even know. You don't even know it's in there.
Man, I ain't know I left that in there. When you go to your suitcase after you come off a long trip, you thought you unpacked everything and you finna go on another trip and you get ready to pack the suitcase and be like, oh, I've been looking for that. I ain't even know that was still in there. Right. That's how it is when it's still in the bag. Yeah, wow. It's still in your bag. You didn't know it.
So should unpacking be hard?
It will be. Because pain, you're growing, you're cultivating, you're being pruned, you're being picked at, you're being purified, and all of that goes back to growing pains. To grow is painful sometimes, but it's understand it's a
because
good
it's
pain.
Uncomfortable.
Yes, it's a good uncomfortability to comfort. Yeah. It's good because you got to understand. You know why it's good? Because of the result that you're gonna get. That's why Paul says that these light afflictions, but for a certain time, I'm getting that wrong. But he said,
it was good when I was persecuted.
Yeah, it was good that I was afflicted because these light afflictions gonna come, but the end result is gonna be so good because I went through this, not because God picked me up out of it, because I actually went through this. I learned something. I grew. I became stronger. I'm more confident because when you go through trials and tribulations, especially in your relationship and God take you through it, you become more confident in that relationship.
Or even James 1 it said, count it all joy.
Count it.
You know, when you go through direst temptation.
Like,
one,
yeah. Like oh my God.
You gotta change your perspective.
Count it.
Because I said this before in another show. We look at pain as something so bad. Mm-hmm. But when we realize pain is good, because pain is an indicator, we would not know that something is wrong without the indication of pain.
Right.
Pain is the indicator that something needs to change. Something needs to be healed.
Yeah.
Something needs to be mended. And pain is good. It's not bad.
That's so great. Y'all are saying something, and I would want to say that before we go. It's so crazy because my shoulder was hurting for a minute. You know, before I had the heart attack, I was working out. I was in the gym like every day, and I couldn't do it like for a year before I got cleared. Just about 2 months ago, I had this real pain, like, in my shoulder. And I'm like, man, I got to go to the doctor because the doctor going to tell me, you know, in my mind, I'm already coming up with the scenarios like, man, I probably got a clot and I need to go check. And, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, something told me to just go to the gym. I went to the gym and started pushing. And it was like, ah, but I kept doing it. And then The second time I did it, I pushed past the pain. And then the third time I did it, I didn't feel the pain no more. And I kept going. I was like, whoa. See, now, like, I can move this arm. The point was, instead of actually, because he's given us the dominion here to push past that pain. But the thing, the very thing that we do is we look for help. We go into our level of comfort because they can tell me how to do it when God has already given us the tools. Mm. He's already given us the, because what, pain builds muscle. Yeah. It does. It builds muscle. Yeah.
But they say you got to strip that muscle. What does it say? You got to strip the muscle in order for it to grow back stronger.
Yeah.
Rip it. You have to rip the muscles. Mm.
It's ripping every time when you're working out. It's ripping.
But when it heals and grows stronger.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Come on. Come on here.
And that's
that's
what it's about. Unpacking the bags.
Here. Come on here.
Find that first place where you felt the pain that you're pointing the finger that somebody made you feel. You a hater. Yes. You always this. You all go back to the first time where you felt like that somebody hated on you. It's not that person.
Never think unpacking is painful. It's not supposed to be. It can only become painful when we go for help somewhere else instead of really understanding that everything that we go through is not to store it in the bag. That's why it's painful taking it out, because we store our situations and we put it in the bag.
We don't want nobody to see it.
We don't want nobody to see it, but those situations are only there to help us grow.
If
we go by each situation, not even put it in the bag, then we won't have nothing to unpack. But we unpacking stuff that we store in.
And that's why it's also important, those of you who are not married, to be mindful of who you marry. Because when you get married to that person, they're going to be the ones that see what's in your bag. And a lot of times, because we said, now mind you, the reason why you do a lot of things you do is because you want to know you're okay. Like, I'm okay. I just need to know I'm cool. I'm good. That I'm not messed up. That I'm all right. A lot of times when you unpacking those bags and people see your flaws, they're going to either come at you in a way that make you feel bad about the flaws that you have, or they're going to help you heal by the things that they do and by the things that they say as you unpack your bags.
Yeah.
Be mindful of the person. Is the person you're with the type of person that'll help you heal and cultivate you as you grow, or is that the type of person that'll step on you in the garden and say, I didn't like the way you grew, so grew to the left. I wanted you to grow to the right, so I'm gonna step on you. I don't know where that came from. I actually in my head saw Bigfoot say bow.
Amen. Thank you, Karen Holland. Thank you, Karen Holland, for tuning in. You got anything else to say, Zania, before we close the doors of the church?
Listen. No, I was just saying, even if for those who may find themselves in a situation where the person is stepping on them, just know that God said he will work all things for your good.
Yeah.
So even the being stepped on, God will change that and show you how to make your enemies your footstool.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say.
That's it right there.
Ain't nothing to say after that.
That's it right there. Y'all, thank you so much for joining us here on Shift Real Talk. You ate at the table. You just got a good meal. Now take this same table and share it with all of your friends. So go ahead and share this with as many friends as you need to, so they can learn, grow, and heal and become a better person, not just for themselves, but for those they're in relationship with. Smash that like button. I want you to brutalize that like button. And then make sure you subscribe. Go to YouTube, our YouTube channel, Shift Real Talk TV, and subscribe. We're trying to get those subscribers up.
Amen. With that being said, I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm Zadie.
Peace.
For watching.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.